Hello, thank you for joining the DFW PCC Deep Dive. This is our May 2026 podcast, episode 13. We are your podcasters, Alex Irish and Anita Idle. Today's podcast is simple. We are going to talk to you about why you should join the DFW PCC. It's early in the year, still a lot of the year left to take advantage of membership benefits. Let's jump right in.
Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine your warehouse just printed, say, 50,000 seasonal catalogs. Everything looks perfect, right?
Right. You're ready to ship.
Exactly. You load them onto pallets, ship them to the local postal facility, and you just move on to the next project. But a week later, you realize those catalogs never actually reached your customers.
Ouch. Yeah, that is a total nightmare.
It really is. And it's all because the barcode was printed, you know, maybe half an inch too high. Or the paper stock you chose was just slightly too porous, so the automated sorting machines just rejected the entire batch.
Which means your marketing campaign is totally dead in the water.
Yep.
And your postage costs just doubled with all the penalties and reprints. So today we are looking at the only local organization designed entirely to prevent that exact scenario from happening to you. We're looking at two internal documents here, the official About Us and the membership levels breakdown for the Dallas-Fort Worth Postal Customer Council, or the DFW PCC.
Right. And the mission for this deep dive is to really decode what this organization actually does from a purely utilitarian standpoint. I mean, it is very easy to look at a local networking group and dismiss it as, you know, just another calendar of luncheons.
Absolutely.
But if you analyze the structure of the DFW PCC, you realize it operates more like an open source intelligence network for the logistics industry. Mm-hmm. We are going to explore why this specific chapter has become such a dominant force nationally and how joining them fundamentally mitigates operational risk for really any business relying on shipping, mailing, or supply chain management this year.
And to understand that utility, we have to look at the mechanics of how this network was built. The National PCC was actually established back in 1961.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
It is. But instead of viewing that as just some historical footnote, think of its founding as the installation of an early warning radar system. In the early 60s, mail volume was just exploding. And the United States Postal Service realized that dictating policy from the top down, you know, without talking to the businesses actually generating the mail, was causing massive logistical bottlenecks.
Right, they were flying blind.
Exactly. They needed a direct line between local postal facility managers and local business leaders. And the Greater Dallas and Fort Worth PCCs were among the very first chapters to install that radar.
And that radar system went through a major recalibration about a decade later. In the 1970s, the national organization recognized that general consumer feedback wasn't really moving the needle.
Makes sense.
Yeah, the real operational friction was happening in commerce. So they shifted their primary focus entirely to business mailing issues. They stopped trying to be a public grievance forum and transformed into a highly specialized tool for business operations. And honestly, that shift is the foundation of what the organization is today.
And the scale of that operation today is massive, though it has become much more streamlined. Mm-hmm. I was looking at some older figures in the sources that put the number of local chapters at over 155.
Oh, yeah, but that's actually changed.
Right. There's been a strategic regional consolidation over the years. So currently, there are around 100 local chapters operating nationwide, but that still represents roughly 120,000 members.
That is a formidable amount of localized intelligence.
It really is. And exactly how that consolidation plays out is perfectly illustrated by our local chapter.
Mm-hmm.
In January of 2024, the USPS underwent a regional restructuring.
Right.
And following that shift, the Greater Dallas PCC and the Fort Worth PCC, which had basically operated in parallel for decades, they officially merged into the unified DFW PCC.
Which was a highly pragmatic move, to be honest. The Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex has become one of the most critical warehousing and logistics hubs on the planet. Operating two separate postal councils across, you know, an increasingly blurred geographical line just created unnecessary redundancies.
Yeah, why double the work?
Exactly. So by unifying in 2024, they pooled their resources, combined their data pipelines, and created a single point of contact for the entire region. Their charter states that their core goal is to bring education and awareness to everyone involved in the, quote, life cycle of mail.
So wait, I want to stop on that phrase, the life cycle of mail.
Yeah.
Because for anyone operating outside of pure logistics, that sounds incredibly abstract. Mm-hmm. How does an organization actually map out a life cycle when modern shipping involves, you know, dozens of third-party vendors, international paper suppliers, and independent contractors before a pallet ever even sees a postal facility.
Mm.
I mean, is this just a fancy way to say dropping things in a mailbox?
No, not at all. You really have to look at it as an ecosystem rather than just a linear path. The life cycle isn't just about putting a stamp on an envelope. It starts with the mailer's like. The creative agency is designing the dimensions of a package or the layout of a mail piece.
Right, the marketing teams.
Exactly. Then you have the mail owners, the actual businesses financing the postage. Next are the massive logistics aggregators, the presorters, and the transportation firms moving the freight.
Ah, the middlemen.
Yep. And then finally, you have the USPS executing the sorting and the final mile delivery. If a creative agency designs a mail piece that the Prizert facility simply can't handle, the entire cycle breaks down.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the DFW PCC exists to ensure the designer understands the limitations of the presorter, and the presorter understands the upcoming regulatory changes from the USPS.
Which brings us to the operational reality of this deep dive. Understanding the macro-level ecosystem is helpful. But if you are a local shipping director or a business owner listening right now, the immediate question is, what is the tangible day-to-day return on investment for my company?
The ROI, yeah.
Exactly. We're looking at a document detailing their base benefits, and the structural design of the membership immediately stands out. It runs on a standard calendar year, but the critical detail is that it is a company-wide membership plan. It's not an individual per-employee fee.
And the strategic value of a company-wide structure really cannot be overstated when it comes to allocating corporate training budgets.
Because budgets are always tight.
Exactly. Mm. Typically, industry associations charge per head. If you have a warehouse floor with three shift managers and a front office logistics team, certifying all of them individually would be completely cost prohibitive.
Right.
By locking the benefits to the company entity, the DFW PCC allows a business to basically cycle different employers through different specialized training modules without increasing their overhead at all.
And the training modules they offer are highly technical. The base benefits include access to mail center management training, customer service, and leadership training, and two very specific programs, the Mail Design Specialist Certification and Paper Schools.
Yeah, those last two are crucial.
The Mail Design Specialist Certification is the perfect example of why this isn't just some networking club. It goes back to that nightmare scenario we opened with. You don't take this class to learn graphic design, right? You take it to learn the physics of USPS automation.
That is the crucial distinction. Modern postal sorting facilities process tens of thousands of pieces of mail per minute using high-speed optical character readers and barcode scanners.
Just flying through the machines.
Exactly. If a mail piece is too rigid, it jams the machine. If a barcode is placed within the lower right corner but encroaches on the designated clear zone by even 2 millimeters, the optical reader rejects it.
Wow, 2 millimeters.
Yeah, it's that precise. And then it gets kicked to manual sorting, which strips away all of your bulk automation discounts. A mail design specialist learns the precise mathematical tolerances required to keep a company's postage rates at the absolute minimum.
And the same logic applies to the paper school's benefit. To a layman, paper schools sounds almost absurdly academic.
It does sound funny.
But the choice of paper stock dictates the entire logistical outcome. If you choose a recycled paper blend that is too porous, the high-speed ink jets that spray routing codes onto the mail piece will bleed.
And a bleeding barcode is an unreadable barcode.
Right. Knowing which specific paperweights and textures are currently compatible with the newest USPS sorting technology is the kind of granular intelligence that separates a profitable marketing campaign from a total write-off.
Furthermore, the PCC acts as an early warning system for the regulatory side of that technology. Members receive advance notice on postal service rate changes, shifting regulations, and upcoming packaging standards.
So no surprises.
Exactly. If the USPS plans to phase out a certain type of polybag packaging in 6 months, PCC members know about it today. That gives a warehouse manager 2 full quarters to burn through their existing inventory and source compliant materials rather than being hit with non-compliance fees overnight.
So you have the education, the early warnings, but knowledge in a vacuum doesn't actually solve an acute crisis. If a massive storm reroutes your freight or a pallet of critical invoices goes missing at 3 a.m., knowing the mathematical tolerances of a barcode doesn't help you find the pallet.
No, it doesn't.
This is where the informal access comes into play. The documentation lists a direct link to USPS managers as a core base benefit.
And Honestly, the bureaucracy of any massive federal institution can be incredibly difficult to navigate from the outside. If you are relying on 1-800 numbers and generic customer service portals to locate a stranded shipment, you are completely at the mercy of the queue.
Just waiting on hold forever.
Exactly. But if your team has been attending PCC events, they have been sharing meals with the actual facility managers, the local postmasters, and the district routing specialists. You aren't calling a hotline anymore. You are calling a vendor partner you know by name.
That's huge.
The ability to bypass the bureaucratic red tape through established face-to-face relationships is often worth the price of admission alone.
You also get discounts to the annual National Postal Forum, which is the largest industry event of the year. It gives you access to suppliers and vendors on a national scale. But to actually leverage any of this, the relationships, the training, the vendor access, you have to show up in person.
You have to be in the room.
Right. And the DFW PCC physical calendar translates this high-level knowledge into actionable networking. They host monthly educational lunch and learns, an annual PCC Day conference in September, a major annual golf tournament in October, a holiday luncheon, and various industry and postal facility tours.
Those facility tours are particularly insightful. Walking the floor of a massive sorting center allows a mailer to actually see the automation equipment their packages are running through. It moves the regulations from theory into physical reality.
Oh, I bet.
But to participate in this calendar, you have to select a membership tier. And the way the DFW PCC has structured their pricing is a textbook example of a barbell strategy.
Let's analyze that strategy, starting at the bottom. The bronze entry level is set at $0. It is completely free.
Totally.
You get the company-wide coverage, the access to the USPS managers, the early warnings, and the certifications, all without paying a single dime. The only thing you don't get at this free tier are discounts on the monthly luncheons. But I have to ask, why would an organization that relies on membership dues to fund its operations give away the core product for free?
Because the health of the entire logistics ecosystem depends on the weakest link surviving. If a small mom-and-pop print shop makes a catastrophic mailing error, it clogs up the USPS system, which delays the mail for the massive logistics firms.
A ripple effect.
Exactly. The DFW PCC wants to remove all financial barriers to basic education. By offering a free tier, they ensure that every business, regardless of size, has the opportunity to understand the regulations. It reduces systemic friction across the entire local network.
That's brilliant. Moving up, you have the standard contributing levels, the bronze level at $50, and the silver level at $100 for the year. These tiers unlock the luncheon discounts, which is a really quick return on investment if you are sending multiple employees to the monthly events.
Oh, definitely.
You also receive a printed membership certificate and a listing on their website. Then the gold level at $250 upgrades that recognition to an engraved membership plaque and adds newsletter listings.
And those lower tiers are essentially designed for basic operational involvement. But the upper tiers, they are designed for B2B visibility. The platinum level at $500 gives a company a quarter-page advertisement in one of the highlight newsletters, VIP recognition at one luncheon, and specialized recognition at the National PCC Day Conference.
And then you have the top tier, the diamond level, at
It's a
$1,500.
big one.
Yeah, this includes a half-page ad, an employee highlight feature, VIP recognition at all luncheons, VIP status at the national conference and the golf tournament, an engraved award, and early bird choices for booth spaces and sponsorships. But I have to push back on this diamond tier a little bit.
Oh.
1500 sounds pretty steep for a local council. In an era where a company can run highly targeted LinkedIn ad campaigns or just reach out to prospects directly online, is a half-page ad in a local postal newsletter or an early booth choice actually moving the needle for a modern logistics firm?
Well, if you are selling consumer goods, no. Probably not.
Right.
But if you are a vendor selling $500,000 automated sorting software or a logistics firm trying to secure a multi-year freight contract with a major print house, LinkedIn does not close that deal. High-level logistics is entirely dependent on supply chain trust.
Face-to-face trust.
Exactly. The diamond level is essentially selling VIP lobbying access and a captive, highly concentrated B2B audience. Getting the first choice of booth space at the September conference means your company is physically positioned at the entrance, acting as the gatekeeper to hundreds of local shipping directors who are actively looking to optimize their supply chains.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that $1,500 isn't for a newsletter ad. It is the price of positioning your firm as an institutional authority within the local market.
That makes the value proposition much clearer. It is targeted exposure rather than just broad marketing. But if a company is going to invest time and capital into an organization, even at the free tier, because time is capital, they need to know the organization is competent. You want to join a group that actually dictates industry standards, not a social club that just reads USPS press releases.
Right.
And the documents detail the DFW chapter's historical recognition. And I have to say, their track record at the National Postal Forum is staggering.
It really is. The USPS evaluates local chapters on a strict set of metrics at the national level. Between 2013 and 2023, both the Dallas and Fort Worth chapters consistently achieved the pinnacle gold and platinum levels of recognition.
10 years of dominance.
Yeah. Maintaining that level of operational excellence for a decade requires a massive amount of internal discipline. But the specific awards they have won tell a much more compelling story about their culture.
I mean, looking at this award list is like looking at the 1990s Chicago Bulls. It's just back-to-back-to-back championships. The Greater Dallas PCC won PCC of the Year in 2015, and the Fort Worth PCC won it for the metro market in 2020. However, the most telling metric in these documents is their absolute dominance in the Innovation of the Year category.
They owned it.
They really did. They secured National Innovation Awards in 2014, 2015, 2018, 2019, and 2020.
And that's because innovation in the postal sector is not just a buzzword, it is a survival metric. The supply chain landscape changed fundamentally between 2014 and 2020.
Mostly driven by the explosion of e-commerce, right?
Exactly. E-commerce and shifting global trade routes. Winning Innovation of the Year repeatedly during that specific window proves that the leadership driving the DFW PCC isn't relying on outdated playbooks. They were actively inventing new routing strategies, new educational outreach methods, and new ways to integrate digital tracking with physical mail.
They were writing the new playbook.
Absolutely. When a business attends a DFW PCC seminar, they are getting the cutting-edge tactics that the rest of the country will be copying next year.
And their ability to actually transfer that innovative knowledge to their members is also heavily documented. They were awarded Education Program Excellence in 2005, 2006, 2007, 2012, 2015, 2016, and again in 2020. Seeing an organization win an education award in 2005 and then win it again 15 years later in 2020 demonstrates incredible adaptability.
It's hard to stay relevant that long.
But they evolved their curriculum perfectly in step with the evolution of the industry.
And that institutional adaptability is really driven by individual excellence. Organizations don't win awards, the people within them do. The national recognition highlights specific local leaders like John Torres, who was named the 2016 Postal Member of the Year.
And Tim Costello.
Right, the 2016 District Manager of the Year.
Yeah.
And Alan Avon, the 2018 Industry Member of the Year.
This highlights exactly who you are gaining access to. You aren't just sitting in a room with middle managers reading from a textbook. You are sharing a lunch table with the specific individuals who are actively shaping the national logistics landscape. Whether you are a small business looking to save on postage or a massive logistics company needing VIP access at the September conference, the DFW PCC has a tailored entry point for you.
And the ultimate takeaway here is one of hidden infrastructure. Consider the sheer volume of physical material you interact with in a single day. The packages arriving at your receiving dock, the invoices you mail out, the marketing materials you process.
It's endless.
It is. And behind every single piece of that material is a massive, incredibly complex ecosystem of printers, software vendors, freight movers, and federal regulators. Most businesses only interact with the very surface of that ecosystem, and as a result, they pay retail prices and suffer standard delays.
Which nobody wants.
Right. Joining the DFW PCC is the mechanism for stepping behind the curtain. It is how a company stops reacting to the supply chain and starts actively managing it. Joining is the only way to get a seat at that hidden table.
That just about covers it for today's podcast. Be sure to go to membership page on the website and look over the different membership levels to see which fits your or your company best. Keep an eye out in your inbox for an email about our next podcast. If you have something you would like us to speak on, let us know. Send an email to mail@dfwpcc.org. We look forward to you joining us again on the next deep dive with the DFW PCC. We really appreciate you spending time with us.